So you threw out the wedding dress.
Okay, is that bad?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I've always thought it was weird that people keep them, to be honest.
Yeah, we're cleaning out our whole house because we're renovating it. So we got a dumpster delivered.
Didn't you like elope in Vegas?
Yes, but of course I looked fabulous.
No, I know, but have you worn it since?
No, and it's covered in Vegas, if I can just say.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, it dragged. You know, you're in the... I mean, the wedding chapel that I was in was right behind a 7-Eleven, so you can tell what kind of area it was in. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's Vegas all over it. I never got it cleaned. We put it in the bag. We put it away. So, you know, part of our renovation is doing this thing with our basement.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're cleaning out under the stairs. So Jay was like, I found your wedding dress. And I was like, okay, do you want to throw it out? No, of course not. And then he was like, the mice got into it. And I was like, chuck it.
Oh, that's gross.
Gross. I couldn't even look at it. So,
why was it even a second thought then if there's mice in it?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to like, I don't think I would hand it down to Riley because I don't know.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. It's a nice dress. I mean, I'm going to be honest. It was like $200 at David's Bridal. It was, you know, it was a deal.
Did it have the long sleeves with the frills and go all the way up to the neck? And
No. It showed the yayas like pow. Like that. I think that was like Jay's favorite part about it. I had to like tape them down. And then when I got into the limo, the tape exploded and my boobs just popped out.
Oh.
Yeah. $200. You get what you pay for. But
wait, before or after the ceremony?
Before.
Well, it's Vegas.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
So
again, behind a 7-Eleven.
I mean, we weren't fancy, but I don't know. It's sort of,
I've never understood that, honestly, why people keep it. I mean, like, if you think about it, you don't keep an outfit from any other occasion.
No.
Like, can you think of one other instance where you've kept an outfit?
No.
Right?
And there's pictures and stuff, and I don't like clutter at all, which is insane how much clutter we've gotten over the past 12 years. But
We have a basement.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's easy to just put it in the basement, you know, and then, it builds up.
Yeah, it's gross.
So wait a minute. So when normally you would get married, you would keep the wedding dress. Would you go clean it after the wedding and then put it away? Is that what people... 7-9 Coast. I'm sorry. This is like completely...
Yeah.
Obviously, as a gay guy who's never been married and certainly not to a woman.
Yeah.
Like... I that's one of those things that I've never understood is why do you keep the wedding dress?
I don't know. I honestly think it's like, it's just one of those things. It sort of feels like why do I have to go to college right out of high school? Because that's just what you're supposed to do. Don't listen to me, kids. But so, you know, so I kept it. I was supposed to get it cleaned. I never got it cleaned. I put it in the closet. From the closet, it was too bulky. It went to the basement. From the basement, I didn't even know where it was. I honestly didn't even know that we still had it.
Right.
But I didn't know if it was bad juju if I was going to throw it away and then that meant Jay and I were done for. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, we're good. He's not leaving these clutches.
I don't think keeping an old wedding dress is really anything other than a clutter.
I can also see, though, for the women who spend like $5,000 on their dress.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot.
Then if you're going to spend...
Do people do that?
Yeah, not these people. Not this people.
No, but people will spend $5,000 on a wedding dress?
Yeah. I mean, the women, I think, that grow up always wanting the big wedding and the big fairy tale thing.
Yeah.
I think their dress is very important to them. It wasn't important to me.
Hey, Coast. Good morning. Who's this?
Scott.
Did you keep your wedding dress, Scott?
You know what? He said that you don't think you keep any other clothing. And actually, you have military guys keep the uniform.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
So you keep your uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the Marines, and I have a set of dress blues again.
Yeah.
Because that must be bad if you ever write, right? That's...
Well, yeah.
Kind of rite of passage type thing.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Have you ever put it back on?
A few times later in life. Just to see if it fit well.
Uh-huh.
It pretty much does. So.
Are you married, Scott?
Yes, I am.
Was there any time that she ever said,
yes.
Hey, officer.
Yeah.
Do you mind putting that on? What was your what was your rank, if you don't mind my asking?
I was a corporal in the Marine Corps.
Corporal,
holy
okay.
moly, put it on.
So she would she ever go like, hey there, corporal?
I don't know. She's sitting next to me. You can ask her.
Oh, okay. She's sitting next to you.
Pass the phone over, Scott.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
This is my wife, Kelly. We're on our way to work from Lyman to South Portland.
Oh,
so sweet.
Cute together.
Hey, Kelly, do you ever want him to dust off the old uniform, you know, just for fun?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, Kelly? Okay.
She's like, damn right we're keeping that. All right, that's a good point. I didn't think about that, Scott. Thanks for calling and thanks for your service.
Thanks for your service.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
You
all right,
too.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah, that's true. Military. That's different though. You know, that's something that represents a lot of experience. The wedding dress was literally you wear it a day.
Yeah, and I wasn't serving our country. I wasn't serving anything that day.
You were apparently serving quite the pair.
You know what? I take it back.
You were serving something.
I was serving some serious ladies that day.
Yes.
It's the only day that I ever let them out. And then as soon as the wedding was over, they went right back in.
Back to the chastity bra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw away the key.
Yeah.
Jay's like, look what's under the wedding dress. Oh, my God, it's Kelly's chastity bra key. Hallelujah.